Hallo.
Hello.
Yeah, help, Dave. This is Sam here. Did you get
Yes,
my
ma'am.
email?
Yes, I did get your email.
All right, there's all 11 emails here, and what's that? The settings as well. Did you configure it?
Yes, I did, and it's not accepting it. So, Sam, I did ask you to give me a call back as soon as you send that email so that we could run through that, and you didn't do that.
No,
What's going on here, mate?
actually, I just got all the things from the production, and I was about to call you. And before my call, you called me, right? So I was about to call you. So I just mentioning this thing. Have you? I'm just trying to confirm. Have you configured it so I can go ahead and change the DNS so then your email will start working?
Oh my God, Sam, you've got to be kidding me. This, when I set that up in Outlook, it's saying that it cannot reach that server. It cannot reach it because you're telling me that you haven't actually set it up.
What I'm saying, I mentioned to you, once I will send you that, then I need to change the DNS server for that. Then your email, what I sent you, what we create for you, then it will be start working. That's the same thing I mentioned to you.
Sam, seriously, mate, I cannot configure anything in Outlook. Outlook, if it runs a test, when you try to configure something, all of those settings you gave me, plus the password, when you try to configure that in Outlook and you press send, it says unable to configure this. Okay, so I cannot set anything up in Outlook until you make those changes. Now, mate, you should know this.
Okay, just give me one second
Now,
about this issue. What?
Sam, if you're not the right person to be talking to about this technically, then you've got to put me on to someone. You're causing me problems with my business here. You've got to understand we have an outage, all right, where no one's getting any business done because of the emails being down. You are causing that. And you don't know what you're doing. If you don't know what you're doing, put me on to a technical person that knows what they are doing. Understand me?
Yes, sir, I understand you. Let me get a technical person over the call right now. thanks for holding the line. I appreciate your patience. This is Dave.
Yes, speaking.
Yeah, Dave, this is Roger. I take care of the technical assistance here, and I believe that there is a experience that have, you know, actually spoiled your experience over here with us in the entire project that you had. So I believe that there's a problem with the DNS that is supposed to be pointed again to get through you with the emails. So if you could explain me what is your problem, I'll update that to you.
Okay, so Sam, how much has Sam explained to you?
He updated me that there was a problem into DNS, right? And as per my experience, it will take a few minutes to get that done.
Okay, so which DNS are we, he sent out the new settings that we have to point towards for our new email server.
Well,
and
go ahead.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
And he said to set that up on our Outlook, and which we did. And of course, Outlook will not send a test and try to connect to that server, but could not do it. So it won't let us set it up. Now, then I phoned Sam, and Sam said, yeah, well, that's because I haven't actually pointed to the new DNS.
Right.
I mean,
that's correct.
Obviously, that's you're trying to do. He's trying to do something before the other thing's not actually.
It's just
done.
The human error.
So,
I would say, Dave, it's just the human error, all right? And probably you're gonna take
a human error. Hold on, mate. Hold on. This is not a human error. This is a process that you guys are selling. You should be having a certain business process in place. My email has been down for 24 hours. Understand?
You're right. I
so
really.
So let's get this fixed up, please.
I really apologize for this experience that you have with us. I just look forward to have some time from you as a cooperation, and we'll make sure that we'll make it right for you. But now, obviously, it's not, you know, working. At the moment that you tried updating the settings, it's not working. But once we find the DNS, it will take a couple of minutes. Sam or I myself will give you a call. We'll have you updated, and then you can try doing the setting. And if in case anything happens, we will be here to sort this out for you. And we'll make sure, like today, we'll get this done, probably in a few minutes. As I said, I'll just take a few minutes before this hour. I'll get back to you. We'll update you, and then we will try it on. Is that okay with you?
Hold on. You're going to call me back in how long?
I will take around 15 to 20 minutes, but I would need some buffer time just to make sure this time I made the commitment. So just give me an hour, and before, you know,
I can't give you an hour. I can't give you an hour. I have an important meeting in 1 hour. This has to be fixed before then. Oh my God. All right. Pointing a DNS, sorting out the DNS, you're correct. It should only take 5 to 10 minutes, and then all of the DNS servers around the world have to actually pick up on that. And that takes a while to do.
Well,
but
to be very honest,
you need to start that process in the moment.
Yeah, to be very honest, we have pointed the DNS, but it's just the system time that will take 15 to 20 minutes. If you're in front of your computer right now, you may try it. Maybe it might have been completed, right? But if you will try it next 15 to 20 minutes, I'm pretty sure that it will work. And if it will, you know,
I'm going to try it in 20 minutes time. If you can give me, and then I'm going to give you a call back. What's your direct number, please?
You can call on the same number and ask them to connect you with Roger. Would that work, or shall I give you my cell number?
A cell number, please.
It's 912-021-5599. All right?
5599.
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay. All right, Roger. I'll give you a call in 20 minutes.
I myself will give you a call in the next 15, 20 minutes, all right? Because the system is updated with the, you know, correct DNS setting, and it might take a few times to get reflected, and we just need 15, 20 minutes, but more than that, I might myself give you a call, and we'll try it together, all right?
Okay, that'd be great. Thank you.
Perfect. All right, thank you. Thank you, David. Bye-bye.